International, the DA has written to the National Police Commissioner to request the activation of the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, or NAT Joints, and the deployment of SAPS tactical units to enforce the court interdict granted to Eskom against striking workers at its power plants. Eskom has made an alarming admission that unprotected strike action by Eskom employees at various power stations poses a risk to 4,000 megawatts of generation capacity. Now, joining us this morning on the line, we have the DA's Shadow Minister of Public Enterprises, Ghalib Kachalia. Ghalib, a very good morning to you. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Walaikum salam. Nice to be with you.
Right, so striking employees basically holding the country to ransom as 4,000 megawatts of generation capacity is being put at risk over and above the fact that we already have current stage 4 load shedding at an estimated cost of about 942 million rands per day. Is that how the DA sees the situation?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we are being held to ransom by saboteurs. We are being held to ransom by demands from unions which are out of kilter. Some would say some aspects of the two are connected. Mm-hmm. We are held to ransom by poor performance within Eskom itself in terms of maintenance and rehabilitation of what goes on. And the interim measures that need to be put in place, desirable as they are, will take time. So we are faced with a crisis, and as you say, we are on stage 4, we might even go to stage 6, and something needs to be done. Now, we have called for a state of emergency or a state of disaster to be declared around Eskom, and in line with this, to deal with this current issue around sabotage, you have NAT Joints, the National Operation and Intelligence Structure, which comprises various government departments, including the South African Police Service, the National Defense Force, and the State Security Agency, and they are geared to deal with things like this, and we are calling for this to happen.
So the court has granted the interdict. These striking employees are not listening. Are you suspecting that there's more behind this? Is there an intention now to create some sort of a worsening of the situation to trigger possibly a grid collapse?
Well, you know, that is speculation to a degree, and I don't know how true of it all, or some of it rings reasonably true, some of it may be far-fetched. But the point is that whatever the issues are, it needs to be stopped and dealt with, and that's where the security forces have to come in and do so. Because, you know, if likewise you can go back to the crisis we had in terms of the riots in the recent past, there are all kinds of speculation as to what happened. But the point of the matter is that we needed the forces to come in and stop that. Then the investigation can go into what the causes are and how to deal with that in the longer term. But we need to stem this immediately. And that's what a government does when there is a crisis. And if this government doesn't act when there's a crisis like this, then I don't know when it's going to act.
So has there been any response to your writing to the National Police Commissioner?
No, we've sent the letter off. I await a response. I must say I'm not going to hold my breath because the government is not particularly good at responding to letters from the opposition. They just tend to file it in file D for dustbin.
Is there any follow-through that you have in mind, or any plan B, or another option that could possibly be pursued if your letter falls on deaf ears at the office of the National Police Commissioner?
Well, we will continue to push for these things. If necessary, we will consider our options. There may be legal options. There are all manner of options that we need to consider going forward. But let's give them a chance and let's see what they whether there is a response. Because if there is no response, we push the envelope to say this needs to be done. And in the interim, we go from stage 4 to stage 6. Then hopefully the penny will drop and people will realize that this is absolutely untenable. So here we are.
Finally, Halim, just before you go, I see that this morning's newspapers are reporting that De Reuter said at this stage there's no point in Eskom investing in any new plants. Would the DA agree with that sentiment of his?
Yeah. How can the... It takes 8 to 10 years to build a plant. So there is no point... And to get the money to build plants that are coal-fired is extraordinarily hard, even if you put in flue gas decarbonization into it. So, but that is a red herring. There are 17 plants in our fleet. If the reliability maintenance that De Reuter spoke about a long time ago when he came into office as one of his main focuses, as it should have been, if that was carried out diligently by the correct people with the correct technical expertise, we would have no generation issues currently. And we would be able in parallel to look at source-agnostic, lowest-cost measures to come in and to open the door to from wherever they are. So that would include biomass, it would include renewables, it would include gas, it would look at everything that's entirely possible. Now, you know, gas plants take a lot. I believe you can get one up running in two to two and a half years. Renewables have a shorter space of time. They have storage issues which need to be addressed. Biomass issues already being addressed by many of the mining companies. So, you know, these are things that happen in parallel, and we need to address them. But at the same time, if we do not address stabilizing our baseload and get and fixing up with the correct expertise the existing units that we have, and stop cannibalizing these units, taking bits from Peter to fix Paul. Then we might be onto something. But at the moment, it's an unmitigated mess.
Khalim, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
The DA's Shadow Minister for Public Enterprises, Khalim Kachalia, talking to us about his letter to the police commissioner asking for NetJoints to get involved in this strike of Eskom employees.